Professor Andy Neely, Director of the Cambridge Service Alliance.
Professor Neely, thank you very much indeed for talking to the CSA podcast series today. We're looking at performance measurement for complex services and overcoming the challenges of enterprise. First of all, a complex service. What is it?
So complex services are really services or solutions that are delivered by multiple organisations collaborating. What we're seeing in lots of industries now is firms coming together, pooling their capability, pooling their skills, and between them delivering services. So if I give you an example, BAE Systems have the contract to maintain ships in Portsmouth in the harbour. But as part of that contract, they also have responsibility for looking after the whole harbour, working with the MOD, maintaining the infrastructure facilities, providing catering, accommodation for sailors. So BAE Systems have gone from being a manufacturing firm to somebody that's actually providing quite a complex set of services. And of course, they don't do that themselves. They partner with others, Babcock to provide some of the services, Aramark to provide some of the catering. They all work together to basically make Portsmouth Harbour and the dockyard work.
And I suppose if you've got the complex services being delivered by more than one organisation, if these management teams don't know one another, you can get the delegation of blame. Well, you should have done it. I should have done it. You didn't send the right email. You know, you'd be scratching your head to find out perhaps where the chain went wrong when problems arose. Is it problematic to have complex services delivered by more than one partner?
So the advantage of delivering complex services through multiple partners is that different partners bring different skills to the party. So some are good at provision of catering, some might be good at data and analytics, some might be good at technology, and it's rare that a single organisation these days has all of the capabilities they need. So you have to have organisations collaborating to deliver the service. But of course that raises a problem, and the problem is that if I've got multiple organisations collaborating to deliver a service, but they've all got their own agenda, then how do I get them to join up across the organisations to work to that unified provision of the service rather than each firm optimising to its own internal agenda?
Well, let's make you eat your own work. How do you get them all operating? And how long do the contracts last? 5 years, 10 years, a year?
So to get the firms cooperating, one of the things we've been looking at in the Cambridge Service Alliance is the role of key performance indicators or metrics. So often what happens in organisations is people define objectives, they define targets, they define key performance indicators that they're going to use to assess their progress towards the targets. But they do so within the boundaries of their own firm. And so they think about what we need to do in our firm rather than what we need to do collaboratively with our partners to make sure the service is a success. So the thing that we've been looking at recently is thinking about how would you get multiple organisations to jointly define KPIs, key performance indicators, that apply across the entire complex service rather than just think about what's right for their own firm.
Are there problems? The contracts can be legal, commercial, operational. Do the key performance indicators take that all into account? I mean, is it possible to, in just having a matrix that will solve the problem?
When you think about the contract, there are different ways of thinking about the key performance indicators. So actually, one of the distinctions we've been making in the work that we've done is we've said there are some KPIs that may well be contractual. There are some KPIs that all of the partners involved in the contract are willing to sign up to and say, yes, the payment schedule should be related to those particular KPIs. There are others where you say, actually, these are really important things for us to do, but we don't want to include them in the contract. That doesn't mean they don't matter. It doesn't mean we shouldn't worry about improving these particular dimensions of performance. But for various reasons, you might not want to put them in the contract. So actually, you make quite an important distinction. I think you start the conversation by saying, actually, what does success look like for this contract? And therefore, what should we measure? And a secondary part of that is then to say, well, which of those measures should we contractually agree to, and which will we use as a mature set of organisations to manage our performance, but we're not going to include in the formal contract.
And so do we know if there's a sort of formula to make these relationships thrive and prosper? Is it possible to say, well, if you do this, if you will work remotely for too long and don't meet, it's bound to go wrong and create bad feelings. But actually, if you come together, laugh about your problems, is there a way that you can say we can make this work and this is the recipe for success?
I think part of the recipe for success is actually understanding as a collective, as a set of organisations, what the complex service involves. So the process we've been working through involves building what we call a success map. And a success map is thinking about what are the levers we're trying to pull across these different organisations to make our contract a success. When you start to do that, when you start to get different organisations in the room, what you find, of course, is that one organisation thinks that success in the complex service situation involves A, B and C. Somebody else thinks it involves B, C and D. Somebody else thinks it involves D, E and F. And actually that conversation of building a shared understanding of what success looks like for the contract is a really important first step in getting a joined up team who are focusing on the contract broadly rather than their own individual organisation.
And that all in it together philosophy that you talk about in your paper, Performance Measurement for Complex Services and Overcoming the Challenges of Enterprise, all in it together, that will help it work, will it? But say if the contract is 5, 10, 15 years, you know, very difficult to have an all in it together philosophy because management teams change. It's quite a challenge, isn't it?
It is a challenge, and many of these contracts will run for 5, 10. There are some complex service contracts that run for 20 years currently. So yes, there's a change of people. I think one of the advantages of having the key performance indicators in place and agreed is that it gives you a reason to come back and have a regular conversation about whether the contract is working. So if you've taken 3 or 4 organisations, often working with the customer, you've agreed what you think the KPIs are for the contract. If you then set up a process internally where once a month or once a quarter, representatives from those organisations come back together to talk about how well the enterprise, the joined up set of organisations, is performing against all of the KPIs, then you can start a conversation amongst the partners, the members in that enterprise, where they start to explore the reasons why performance might be falling short and therefore what collectively they need to do about it. So actually, even when people change, even when personnel change, the metrics themselves reinforce the conversation that says this is a collective activity rather than independent organisations.
And contractual and managerial KPIs, if we're to get technical, how do they differ, Andy?
So the contractual KPIs are really the ones that are formally in the contract. You probably want a reasonably limited number of those. You want good quality data that people are comfortable with in that area. The managerial KPIs tend to be, in some cases, slightly softer, some maybe slightly more qualitative. You're less comfortable contracting for them, but you know they're really important in terms of making the contract successful. So, you know, a classic one would be around collaboration. How good is the collaboration and cooperation between the different partners involved in the contract? I wouldn't necessarily include that in the contract, but actually as a management team, I would want to be reflecting, if I was thinking about the enterprise, the set of organisations together, I'd be wanting to reflect about how collaboratively we were behaving and whether we were supporting each other in the delivery of this service.
And critics might say you can't manage through measurement. You have to have fun as a team. You have to sort of stop emailing and getting a room together. That's the modern fashion, isn't it? That technology doesn't deliver, but teams meeting and talking with one another do. So can we manage through measurement, or is just measurement just one of the tools?
I think measurement's one of the tools, but it's a really important tool. And it's an important tool because in many organisations, the measurement systems define the rules of the game. So we can see lots of examples where people end up doing strange things in organisations. But actually, when you look at what they're doing, you see that it's perfectly rational given the way the organisation's being measured. So there's a lovely example. One of the firms I worked with at one stage measured all of their branches as profit centres. They did so because they wanted the local branch managers to feel like they owned their branch and be more entrepreneurial. Worked really well for the business for about 5 years. This business grew at 30% per annum for 5 years. And then they started to see some dysfunctional behaviour. So they start to see branch managers competing for the same order from the same customer and undercutting each other in price. Why were they doing that? Because the branch manager had to book the sale to their branch. If they didn't book it to their branch, they didn't get the order credited to their accounts. It didn't flow through to their profit and loss account. So the branch manager's behaviour was perfectly rational given the rules of the game, given the measurement system. Exactly the same thing in the situation of complex service contracts. If I have two organisations that have to collaborate to deliver a service, and one organisation is measuring one set of things, the second organisation is measuring something that's slightly contradictory, you can end up with all sorts of tension between those two organisations, and yet you know they have to collaborate to deliver the service. So having a joined up approach is fundamental in terms of thinking about what are the right metrics for the complex service.
And if we just look now at three actions that firms need to take to make their complex services successful, I know you're good at this, but can I just put you on the spot and say, come on, give us three sound bites and three actions if firms want to deliver complex services successfully?
So I think the three things that I would worry about in terms of delivering complex services successfully, the first one, actually you need a reasonably mature set of relationships. So if you're going to define and try and manage at the level of the enterprise, and by enterprise I mean across the different firms, then you need a fairly mature set of relationships amongst the firms. So think about how you build those relationships. How do you build the trust amongst the firms? How do you get a common understanding of what success looks like? That's the first thing. I think the second thing is you need to make sure that there's a professional distance between the firms. So it's too easy, or it can be too easy, for the relationship to become too close and not professionally challenging enough. So you want collaboration, but you also want that ability to question each other, to force each other to work to a higher standard, but to do so in a disciplined and professional way. And I think the third thing is you have to recognise that complex services and what success looks like evolves over time. So when you're thinking about metrics, you don't set up a contract on day one and say, right, we'll be measuring the same things in 10 or 15 years' time. You actually constantly go back and say, how's this contract doing? Do we need to change the targets? Do we need to change the way we're reviewing our performance together? If so, how are we going to change the targets? So there's that constant, if you like, ratcheting up of the level of performance that's being delivered by those parties in collaboration.
And then it will be successful. I mean, in terms of recession, just finally, sort of is digging down within your company and looking at your ethics, your ethos, your management system important for profitability? Could philosophies like this turn a company around if it was wanted to pitch for a contract and deliver services alongside others?
So certainly in the current time, I think a lot of organisations, a lot of manufacturing organisations, are looking at services and solutions as a way of helping grow their business and indeed create more value for their customers. You know, the reality is in many cases, we don't want to own the products that people are delivering. We want the solution that those products give us. So there's a very famous quote from years ago. Theodore Levitt at Harvard said one time, customers don't want quarter-inch drills, they want quarter-inch holes. Really trying to encapsulate that message that says, actually, it's not the drill that matters, it's the hole in the wall, because the hole in the wall gives me the ability to hang the picture I want to hang. So I think thinking about your business in times like we are now and saying, actually, how do I configure my business to deliver solutions that the customer really wants is absolutely essential to helping make sure the business is successful and continues to grow.
Professor Andy Neely, Director of the Cambridge Service Alliance, thanks for talking to the CSA podcast series today on your paper, Performance Measurement for Complex Services and Overcoming the Challenges of Enterprise. I've learned so much.
Thank you.